Blog Talk Radio.
If I met you now, just like the first time, good Lord knows I'd say hello again. And if I had the chance to do it over, I'd do it over, but change how it ends. I'd still buy that drink, make you fall in love with me. Oh, I'd never let you down. If I met you now, you would know that someday I'd come back begging on my knees. 'Cause this time around, I'd get it just right and hold you so tight you'd never wanna leave. Chance, no, I wouldn't run this love in the ground. If I met you now, I'd show you how real love ought to be. Yeah, if I can just erase a few more yesterdays back to the start. Make sure forever worked out if I met you now.
That was such a beautiful song that Phil picked out for Art of Seduction tonight, and that we're going to be reading such lovely and sensual poetry and getting comments on them. And we just want to let you know a little bit about ourselves. The Art of Seduction show is sponsored by Late Night Poets. That is one of the groups on allpoetry.com. It's free to join. And also our group is free to join if you would like to join our various contests and radio shows that we have during the evening, the late night, and also after midnight shows. And just so that you know, these shows are sponsored by poets. Yes, we poets have donated their poetry from around the world that have been put in these beautiful books by our producer, Gene, and you can find them on Amazon.com. They're very affordable and they're thick, and they make great gifts, especially now that Christmas is coming up. And they are the Late Night Poet Anthology, so please check them out. And we are going to get started with this steamy night, and I'm going to pick up our callers. And who might this be that we have from Scotland?
I love your accent. Oh, Denny Kenhen. It'll be myself. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, goodbye. Covering all the bases.
Welcome. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Welcome to the show, Katie. And
thank
we
you.
Have another caller from what, and Katie is also one of our co-hosts, and also one of our co-hosts and a host for his own radio shows is Gray Eye Smith. Hey, Gray.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Katie.
How are you doing
Hello,
this
madam.
Evening? How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Oh, great. Well, we're looking forward to this. So, Katie, let's get started with the Art of Seduction. Phil ran a contest. What she did was she asked people who have won silver medals in various contests to add their poem to possibly win a gold. So good luck to everybody.
Okay. First one we have is Milky Way I Class Fafa Check by Neutron Bomb. I love that title. And I'm going to read this one to start us off. That'll teach you. Here we are. Lovely picture. Here we have absence of life, desolate hues of muted pain's gray, destiny and temperature rise, cosmic singularity saw time and space undefined. The mercury barometer explodes, rocketing space to a crucible of molten elements. Subatomic particles and atoms expand. Space moves with accelerating velocities, their chemistry like solar flares exuding radiation. Her waist, a cerebral blue galaxy, slowing to collide with his hips as space cooled and the pressure cooker of life normalized. She gazed into the Milky Way, encapsulated in his eyes, parallel path yet to be conquered. A fabric of stars gripped her monolithic form like space jitterers seeking the gravity of asteroid fields. His hand sought her chest. It beat like the moon orbiting the Earth, incremental and constant. Poem.
Oh my goodness, Katie, you did such a beautiful read of Neutron Bomb's poem. There's just so many beautiful images in here, you know, where she talks about when you know, you're close to that person you love. And, you know, you do feel like the stars are spinning around you, you know, your temperature rising, the barometer exploding. I really loved her ending stanza. But what I also loved was where she said she gazed into the Milky Way, encapsulated in his eyes, parallel paths yet to be conjured. Oh, my goodness, that's just fabulous. What did you think, Gray?
I thought it had a very ethereal feel to it. You know, it's deeply engaging with its metaphor and superbly read by Weaver. It was a beautiful job.
Thank you, Gray. And what did you think about the poem, Katie, that you just read?
Well, I have to apologize, first of all, for stumbling over a couple of words. I hate when I do that, so my apologies for that. But I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful work of art. The words just built the picture, gave you the feeling you were there with them, slowly to collide with his hips as space cooled. And the pressure cooker of life has normalized. Isn't that wonderful? That's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, I really enjoyed this. And, again, the last stanza is a cracker, isn't it? So, yes, it's beautifully
yes,
written.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, beautifully written, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank
you so much.
I agree. And we're ready for the next poem.
Oh, I just muted myself, sorry. I keep muting myself and forget to unmute myself. What a twit. I'll be with you in one moment. Here we are. I was so enthralled with that piece of poetry that I forgot to move on. Right, here we have Night of Passion. I know it gets me so I'm enthralled in it and I forget that I'm supposed to be working here. So it's E.E. Cummings, Flavor. Could you read this, please?
Sure, you bet. This is called Night of Passion, E.E. Cummings flavor by Robert Pilecki. Serendipitous meet, an evening stroll. It was raining a little. Girls tall with longing eyes, hard body filled with surprise. Behind the hard, long smile, she stands on her hard legs, asks me to go with her. The rain starts pouring. Invites come into her house. Touch her mind. Write a poem. But her long legs begin. Heaven entwine about me. Lips kiss my face. The night's thick like fog. No more rain. In the dark, in the darkness, irises meet. Blue laser beams dim. The starlight blush on the moon's face. Savor the breath, the honey mingled with water, Twin Peaks gleaming ridges, Vesuvius and Etna, the Eros winds, whip the crest, strike the matchstick, ignite the supernova, naked kisses, maelstrom, kiss up and down the slopes, heaps and thighs, explore the poem. The undiscovered country, untouched by the sun. Fingernails run the seam, carved blood seals on the belly. Tongue sucks gold, probes deep sea fishes in Mariana's Trench. The salt on the lips, in flames. The straw trigger sets off the fire. The flames dance around the wick. Fingers crowd on the violin neck. Fiddlehead. The slick seed of pomegranate. Tune it up. The tongue recites the revelation book. The volcano air erupts. The goosebumps explode. Mind the earthquake epicenter. Touched. Drown. The poem is written. The burning bush. Embers dim. Coiled, touching each other's sweat, cooling off, lay breathless, waiting to resurface, readying for the follow-up. And poem.
Thank you, Gray. You did a fabulous job in reading that. And before we get to our comments, we would like to welcome our host, Naomi. Hey, Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Naomi.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, she said she was on hold, and I picked her up, so she might be on.
Oh, yeah, I was on mute. I was talking away to you guys, but all the while on mute, saying, hello, how are you?
Oh, man. That just seems to be something that all of us just do. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. Welcome, welcome. And I'm going to put you to work right away. What did you love about this poem? And I want to congratulate him on his first page pick, Robert's poem.
Yeah, you know, kiss up and down the slopes, heaps and thighs, you know, explore. The poem, the undiscovered country, untouched by the sun, fingernails run the seam, carved blood seals on the belly, tongue sucks gold, probes deep sea fishes in Marianas, trench the salt on the lips. You know, wow. Every part of this is just, you know, it's filled with so many amazing metaphors and throughout the poem. It's just such a beautiful, sensual write. So, you know, well worthy a front page pick. So well written. Bravo, Robert.
I agree. You know, what I there's so many different images in here that are so seductive and just erotic. But, of course, you know, having to play being a violinist, of course I'm going to be attracted to this flame where it starts off partially where Naomi read Trent the soft on the lips and slays. The straw triggers sets off fire. The flames dance around the wick. Fingers crowd on the violin neck. Still head, the slick seed of pomegranate. Tune it up. The tongue recites the revelation book. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What did you think, Weaver?
Well, for a change, for me, the first stanza or the first few lines were what set it up for me perfectly. Serendipitous, I love that word, serendipitous meet, mm-hmm. An evening stroll, it was raining a little. Girls tall with longing eyes, hard body filled with surprise. Behind the hard, long smile, she stands on her long, hard legs. Asked me to go with her. The rain started pouring. Now that was just, you know, a perfect start for me. That was the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then she invites him in. And we say nothing from there on. We know what's happening. Lips and kisses and faces being touched. And wow, I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was a lovely build-up. And, well, we got the wind, we got Vesuvius, we got every possible type of wind and rain and storm effect that you could possibly have. So this gives you an idea of what this was like that evening. It was certainly, wasn't a quiet evening. They were not drinking cups of tea yet.
No, it wasn't.
No. Yeah. I thought
and
it was
great.
I thought it was lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, agreed. Thank you. Sorry. And gray eyes. You did such a wonderful job in reading this. What did you think?
I thought it was an excellent sensual write, you know, where you're turning poetry into the connection between two people and then following that through until the very end where you are readying for a follow-up. And I thought it was just beautifully expressed.
Oh, there's a follow-up?
Yeah.
I'm teasing you, Gray. You know you're going to be in trouble with women on the show, right? We are ready for our next poem. Excuse me.
People with the coughing. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's
you
that winter
stuff,
time.
You. You need to suck a fisherman's mm-hmm. friend. I said, you need to suck a fisherman's friend.
Yeah, that ought to do it.
That'll do it every time, baby.
Like yeah.
Love You,
Good.
Love You, Hate.
And,
Love You, Hate by PV. And Naomi, would you care to read this, my dear?
Yeah, just refreshing here because I don't see it. I'm in the wrong group. Okay, got there. Love You Hate by Pee Wee Carson. I let you wash over me, feeling rain, and I feel the pain go away. There once was a day, would you have asked you if you'd please stay? Be strong and warm, my shelter, my only shelter from the coming storm. Stay with me within to wash this away, all the doubt and sin. That was before, though, before I knew things that I know now. You would come in and make your home underneath my skin. Part of me now sure and partially needed by me forevermore. This part of me I need, you see, just so I can be, just so I can be me. Here shaking on a stool, rain may wash some pain, but I still feel the fool. Can I let you go away? No, without you I can't even last the day. Why'd I let you go, you so far in? I can't live without you. Needle, tear my skin, end poem.
Oh, my goodness. This was such a beautiful poem, Pee Wee. And the metaphors just, you know, they that feeling we have when you love somebody so much, and you know, you feel when they're not there. And, you know, and especially if it's somebody that has hurt us deeply. And sometimes, you know, I don't know, we've all had that feeling where we could kick ourselves when we look at something and you wish you had asked that person to stay. And, you know, this was very powerful, very moving. And especially this, part of me now sure and partially needed by me forevermore. This part of me I need, you see, just so I can be, just so I can be me. You know, sometimes somebody brings out something in us that's hidden and we didn't know that was there, and they stir it. And when they're not there anymore, it hurts. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, yes, very deep, this one. It tells of the pain you feel when you think you've done the right thing and then you find you haven't done the right thing. You think you're doing something for the right reasons and then you find they were completely wrong and that wasn't right for you or for the person you care about. So, can't I let you go away? No. Without you, I can't even last a day. Powerful. Yeah, so I thought this was really, really beautiful. And I love that picture. But I thought that was wonderful. PB, well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And what did you think, Ray?
I liked it, you know, the back and forth struggle in the mind of whether this person is right for you or not is always a compelling right, for sure. Beautifully read as well, Naomi.
Agreed. She did such a wonderful job in reading it. Naomi, what did you think about the poem, Pee-wee's poem?
Yeah, well, I'm just reading one of Pee-wee's own comments that he left, you know, down below the poem. And he says, yes, love is such a powerful thing, can bring out the best or the worst of us, save our lives or damn them. The great dichotomy of life. It's quite paradoxical, really. And, you know, it's so true. You know, that's a great comment that he made. And, you know, yeah, the poem reflects that well. You know, it can be a benediction or a perdition or, a damnation. So, you know, great emotion put into this poem and really, really amazing, right, Pee-wee? Very moving poem.
Thank you so much. And now, thank you, Naomi. Fantastic comment. And we are ready for another poem.
And here we have, excuse me. Becoming catching. Match Made in Heaven by Darkened Auras. Now, I'm going to read this to give you people a chance because you've all got such bad throats at the moment. So I'll read this one. so she's coughing her inside out again. Okay, Match Made in Heaven. While walking the straight path of life, many sparks are struck, but one flame will be ignited. Love's all about the luck. Once you find that special one, don't ever let the passion fade. You'll know in lots of subtle ways a heart's connection has been made. The world will stop when you embrace. You'll lose yourself within their eyes. They'll stand with you through all you face and will never tell you lies. They'll be the water to your plant to help you be strong and grow. You'll merge your heart and soul with them. No one else has to know. The feelings you bring out are strong. Don't let them become an old flame. There may be other fish in the sea, but no one is quite the same. Keep the fire burning. Smoke signals from your heart. You want this to be forever. Then remember to do your part. End poem.
Oh my goodness. This was such a beautiful and spiritual poem, Katie, and you read Darkened Auras home so beautifully. And, you know, I do believe in that. When you find that one flame, even though it's an old flame, and she points this out here, the feelings you bring out are strong. Don't let them become an old flame. There may be other fish in the sea, but no one is quite the same. You know, that person, that flame, that twin flame, their fire never goes out. And yeah, you can be tempted by these little matchstick flames that possibly could tempt you, but they will never match the fire that that person sees in you and you and Kim, and that you light together. Beautiful, beautiful Dark and Arias. What did you think about the poem, Gray?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, when you aren't expecting it, you can spark a fire that ignites between you and another person that lasts eternally if you can manage to keep that flame lit and the desire fed. And I just thought it was a powerful, passionate poem. Beautifully read, Weaver.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Gray. And how about you, Naomi?
Yeah, great to be there, Kate. And, amazing poem about, you know, just both physical and emotional that you can mm-hmm. have with that special someone when you finally meet them, you know, they become your, lots of people say, you know, a soulmate. And, I think mm-hmm. that's what it reflects here. You know, and of course, I agree with all that Grace said. You know, about keeping that fire burning. You know, and want it to last forever. So, very, very brilliantly written poem here by Dark and Doris.
Great, thank you. Excellent comment, Naomi. And what did you think about the poem you read, Katie?
Again, another beautiful piece of poetry that reads like a dream. I really enjoyed reading this, and the sentiment in it was wonderful. We all want to meet that one person that makes our lives complete. Every one of us has that need, I think. And if you do, if you actually manage to be lucky enough to meet someone that you can stay with for the rest of your life, that is a complete and absolute win-win situation as far as I'm concerned. I haven't found that person yet, but I'm still looking.
I just like looking.
Yeah, so I thought this was beautifully written. Beautifully written. Dark and Doris, delight to read. Thank you.
So you're looking around, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Soulmate needed. Oh, my goodness, Katie, I love you. Okay, next poem.
Thank you.
Oh, bless
you.
Oh, my goodness. Salute, Gray.
I apologize.
That's all right,
No, it's okay.
Right, next we have Bend by Mam Ya. I love that name. And Luyu, would you read this one, please?
Oh, I would be honored. Bend by Mam Ya. Low on your knees, try to appease the goddess most beautiful, as much as vengeful. Worship your way into her good graces, be wrapped in her Kundalini energy. Stand up and raise your hands to the sun, then bow down with your palms to the ground. I'm so sorry. Abhisance is accepted in your life. The Madhavali Parvati will bless you greatly. The divine feminine flourishes as it nourishes. So bend low and again, worship again tomorrow in poem. Okay, thank you. And what did you think about this poem, Katie?
Yeah, beautifully read, and it is one of those ones that you think about. You think about it because the words are so impactful. Low on your knees, try to appease the goddess most beautiful, as much as vengeful. Oh, that starts us off. So you're worshipping this this energy, both the dictates of this particular goddess. The divine feminine flourishes as it nourishes, so bend low and worship again tomorrow. I thought that was beautiful. I thought it was really lovely and beautifully written. So thank you very much, Marga. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
And Gray, what did you think?
I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, it's very reverential. And, you know, I think we all need to bend a knee to the feminine spirit and thank her for her beauty and grace. So, yes, beautiful expression in the feminine spirit.
Agree. Oh, my goodness. Great. I'm going to step away for a minute and I'm going to go see if I can find something to take for this cough.
No problem, my dear. On you go.
Thank you. I'll be back in a few.
Oh, dear. Right, Gray, over to you, my dear. Yeah, good.
You asked me?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked up for you because I had to know what Maha Devi was. And, you know, she's a great goddess, Hindu goddess, considered to be the manifestation of a great goddess. She is the goddess of wealth, fortune, power, beauty, fertility, and prosperity. Help me understand the poem more. You know, this is a great embracement of your feminine power, I find. A tribute to women everywhere. To let their feminine side just flourish and be nourished and just embrace it. So great, great write here by Mamia.
Absolutely beautiful comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Weaver, did you get to comment on that?
No, I don't think I did. Yes, I thought this was wonderful. I like all different religions, but I think the fact that there are so many gods and goddesses, basically you can pick what you really want to follow, which is, you know, that's great. It gives you that kind of opening that you probably wouldn't have in, say, my parents' day. You're either one religion or another, but I love the fact that we can now all embrace everybody's beliefs and enjoy the joy that they find in that. So I thought it was a wonderful piece of poetry. Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Weaver. And would you mind posting the next poem, please?
Yeah, no problem. So Calm Sutras by Eric Svensson. I wonder if you could read this, please, Gray.
Sure. Just one second. Okay, here we go. Calm Sutras by Eric Svensson. Subtle swoon of pontoon moon drifts rendezvous closer. Quiet croon of silken, sorry rustle. Liquid velvet night looms, a river of dreams. A seamless glide toward the horizon. Star and cricket. Sitar and cricket riverbank, a guard of honor. Hopeful heart. Penumbras of pearlescence adrift upon a rendezvous. Mind expands with the mask of dusk. Cloaks a promise made by a beloved. Little lullaby, waves tap, hull rhythms. Memories of drums at Diwali light festival. River of dreams, onwards toward pontoon moon's subtle swoon. Firefly luminosity glows little lanterns. Glowworms wink upon lotus leaves. Mind embraces love's promissory note. Heart hall beats with the star and cricket orchestra. End poem. Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a, you know, beautiful imagery all throughout. You know, there's a subtle spiritual seduction here, playing with, you know, the nature and, you know, the memories of drums at Diwali Light Festival, the memories of the, you know, the music and the light and, you know, how the firefly luminosity glows little lanterns, and the crickets and the sitar orchestra, their hearts hall beats. You know, just lovely twist of language used here, marvelous metaphors and beautiful imagery, like Eric can do it every time. So just amazing, another amazing, you know, stellar write from Eric Svensson. Bravo.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, another wonderful glimpse into what the possibilities are if you believe, if you try and reach out. I thought this was wonderful. Again, that beautiful last stanza always does it for me. River of dreams, onwards towards pontoon moon, subtle swoon, firefly luminosity glows little lanterns. Isn't that lovely? Firefly luminosity glows little lanterns. I thought that was just a perfect little line there. A glowworm. I've always wanted to see a glowworm. Never have. Yes, and heart
really
hope. Have you not? Oh, yeah. That would be great. With sitar and cricket orchestra. Can you imagine a cricket orchestra? How cute. I think there's an awful lot of beautiful imagery in this, and I really love the way it flowed, like the river itself was flowing. So I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Eric, for sharing.
Absolutely. And I thought it was a powerful piece, you know. It really speaks to the prompt as a picture. And I like the play of Kama Sutras as opposed to Kama Sutra. And, you know, it was just a beautiful expression of love in the night and all that embraces. And, you know, I really like the River of Dreams, onwards toward pontoon moon, subtle swoon, firefly luminosity glows, little lanterns, glowworms wink upon the lotus leaves. Mind embraces love's promissory note. Heart hall beats with sitar and cricket orchestra. I mean, that's just fantastic imagery. Beautiful job. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
Okay, we have Tequila Sunrise by Soliloquy. And Naomi, would you care to read this, please? Naomi, are you on mute, dear?
Yes. Sorry. Okay.
Tequila
Sunrise. Her pearls glowed, lustrous and alluring, on the slim contours of her neck, highlighted in the exotic appeal of her dark, golden, bubbly perfection. She was lovely to the eye, painted by a master's hand, her figure fashioned from a sculptor's plate, Spanish song of beauty, the color of a setting sun before dusk swallows the day, the desire in the stoniest of breaths, gaze the inflamed passion, where I, fenced by love, broke the mantilla skin of her perfect grace and radiance. End poem.
Beautiful read, Naomi. And what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, this is, look at that picture, that beautiful. She's got a fish on her head, how cute. I didn't notice that before. Yes, pearls, I love pearls anyway, but they are wonderful, lustrous and alluring. So that's a highlight right the way around her neck. Isn't that lovely? But I thought, yes, she was lovely to the eye, painted by a master's hand, her figure fashioned from a sculptor's plate. So here's somebody who is very much in love with what looks like a very cute little girl. That's really lovely. Spanish song of beauty, the color of a setting sun before dust swallows the day. Just wonderful imagery, just really subtle, sensual, but not overly, not overtly, just very sweet and gentle, and the way you would expect somebody to treat someone who's got mantilla skin of a perfect grade and radiance. So I think it was a beautiful piece of work, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. Did everybody get the comment?
No, we're just starting.
You just started? Okay, keep going, Greg, because I don't know who didn't get the comment yet.
Okay, so I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, it really captures the essence of the prompt quite wonderfully. And I thought it was a stunning write and well read as well. So beautiful job.
Excellent description.
Okay, back to you, Katie, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Yep, no problem. Next we have Better Read Than Said by Finally. Do you feel able to read, or would you just like a few poems to go past just now till your throat gets better, Lou?
I could try. Let me give it a whip. I went and got me some Juicy Fruit gum so I could read Juicy Tree. So here we go. Better Read Than Said by Finally. Lingering over my thoughts of you, contentedly, chewing cud mentally, masticating passing last memory, deliciously delicious daydream, dabble in free flow words to untangle the babble, wrestling the voice from my fingertips, dribbled on paper as my figure slipped out of that dress and onto the page, unspoken of course. For whom would I tell? Alone, I dance naked on a darkened stage. Ink steps stumble into words with a hush. I question expressions I've seemed to have loud. If you should read the thoughts that I bleed, they most surely would cause me to blush. But no, I would never say them out loud. So write them down here, all without fear, for to voice my desire is far too remote. Still, without speaking, I can say tone. Disguise little lies inside of these poems and hope that someday you'll read what I wrote in poem. Oh my goodness, what a fabulous poem by Finale. Let's get some comments. What did you think about this poem, Katie?
Oh, yes, that was, oh my goodness me. You read that beautifully, by the way. I really enjoyed it. Oh dear. Ink steps stumble into words with a hush. I question expressions I seem to have allowed. If you should read the thought that I bleed, it must surely would cause me to blush. But no, I would never say them out loud. That's just, looks like somebody, sort of like a first love. Now, this is just so, it's naive, but it's sensual. And it seems somebody's thoughts are just getting written down, and possibly they won't ever be said, but I thought that was absolutely beautiful. It's just a different way to express how you feel without having any chance of being rejected in any way. So that's just my read on it. Obviously, you know, everybody has a different view on things, but I thought that was just very, very, very clever and very thoughtful and lovely. And the alliteration, the list, deliriously delicious daydream dabble. That's lovely. So I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Fantastic comment. And how about you, Greg?
I really liked it. You know, I like the way he's speaking to her through his poetry and, you know, hiding the love that he has for her in those lines, hoping that she'll read it someday and know that it's for her. So it's a beautiful poem.
Mm-hmm. And you, Naomi, think you're great?
Yeah, I loved how he intermingled, you know, the lust and love, you know, in between the lines of, you know, hidden lust and love in between the lines. He kind of sneaked it in, you know, weaved it in around the words. And, you know, and the way he finishes, I hope, disguise the lies inside of these poems and hope that someday you'll read what I wrote. Isn't that, you know, just amazing? But, I just love the uniqueness and the cleverness of this whole write. It's just amazing. It's not something that you see every day. And, I just love that title, "To Better Read Than Said." Sometimes you can write about things, about certain emotions, and but you can't say them. And, it's so easy to write them sometimes down on paper, all your thoughts that intermingle in your head, especially when it's, about somebody. So great, great right here via finally. Bravo.
I think Pam would have liked this poem, Chewing Cud.
You were talking about juicy gum right before. Isn't that an amazing, just like,
sometimes you got to break out the arsenal, you know. Got to lubricate that throat, you know.
Quite a coincidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That it was chewing, yeah, and masticating in the first lines of the poem.
You know, I did, that made me smile when I read it. Sometimes when I'm reading, it's not that I think that the poem's funny. It's that the imagery just makes me happy, which causes me to laugh and giggle. You know, I'm one of those people that will go into the card section and pick out some of those funny cards and just start laughing out loud. And, of course, people walk around me looking like, who are you laughing at? But I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't. And, with this poem, what I liked about it, it's those silent thoughts, those thoughts that you're thinking, and you're thinking about that person, and, you know, they can't see what you're thinking about them. And then I loved where, you know, he says that, or she says, "Alone, I dance naked on a darkened stage." You know, your mind where it goes, and it says, "An ink step stumble into words with a hush." You know, those little naughty thoughts that you're thinking, you know, because there was a scientific study, and they were always talking about how men are always thinking about things sexually all the time, and they actually found out that it's women that do it more. So, and I want to tell the scientists that it is true.
It sure is.
Yeah, because some of this stuff causes me to blush like I am right now. And sometimes you just, you know, if you can't say it out loud, you just got to write it down. And you know, that is just, to me, this was so sensual, in that take of where it takes you to the mind of somebody and what they're thinking. It's just, you know, there's nothing, it's a mind is such a sexy thing. And we're back to you, Kay.
We have "Across a Dark Room" by Liquid Mind Forever. I'll read this one, and it goes like this. That's what Pam says. "Across a Dark Room 2. Black silk stockings rubbed against the flesh of my inner thighs. Sweat began to bead behind my knees. He stood at the microphone, his lips touching cold steel, seducing, fondling metal. As his hand cupped, teased, prodded like a lover foreplays, slipping his thick hands over the mouth. Moistness formed, my legs part unseen beneath cocktails and tablecloths as he sings, "Oh my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch." I, like a moth caught in his incandescent flame, mindless passion, blindly watches 14 years spent celibate by choice, solemnly expunged whatever reason I had for remaining chaste. Shaven head, black silk shirt open down to his chest, tight-fitting pleated trousers slyly hid without decency, undulating hips, my heart pounding, my legs tightening, squeezed in premature anticipation as his eyes find mine across a dark room. To hell with fidelity. Fuck commitment. His set ended. He made his rounds, greeting and palm pressing, until he slowed in front of my table. "Did you enjoy the music?" "What in Christ's name are you doing in this place?" I asked. "You're New York, baby. You deserve top billing in the best nightclub." Extending my hand, I said, "My name's Rusty. Carl." We touched hands and everything faded to black. Room spinning. I lived in New York and sang there in my youth. "I wanted to make records," he continued, leaning down, his long-sleeved shirt resting his elbows inside between my two arms, looking straight into my steely blues. "I miss my window," he said. I could hear the regret in his voice. "You still have it?" Not taking his eyes from mine, he smiled. "I sing here every Wednesday night." Several sets later, I wrote my telephone number on a cocktail napkin, folded it into a nice neat bundle, and slipped it into his thick hand. Inside, I promised, "My home is quiet, private, and no one need ever know you came to see me. Tuesday would be perfect. Call me." Nothing could measure the force released inside me. All week, nothing, no effort could contain the fire, the fantasies, the futility of trying to let go of his eyes, his hands, his lips, the movement of his hips, his breath as he spoke to me. And then, like lightning striking an immovable tree, the doorbell rang. And I, passion's indestructible reality. There stood 6 feet of pure devastation in workout pants, T-shirt, and tennis. I never could have imagined what I'd be willing to settle for, but I became, although not for long, his backroom closet mistress. It's been said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. The unquenchable hunger for him in one moment turned into hell's requiem mass. The aftermath of his offhanded response to my question, "Is your wife the love of your life?" After his lips sucked up my mouth into his, and before the dust settled, before catching my breath, one never quite imagines, it's never quite how one pictures it, the immeasurable havoc, the unforgettable repercussions that remark would have, as he nonchalantly prized, "Why, shouldn't she be?" End poem.
Mm-hmm. What a fantastic read, and this is just a powerful poem by Liquid Mind Forever. The imagery within here was creative. It was passionate. That fire when, you know, you see that one person and, you know, you're not really, you know, you go someplace and, you know, you're not thinking about like, "Oh my God, he's so hot, damn," in your head. And, she kept our attention from the very first lines and the singing, the descriptions of this man and his hips and his silk shirt and button down and looking, you know, in his eyes and that attraction there. And of course, you know, things don't always, we can start something in motion, but the plan is just going to filter out however it's going to filter out. And this was an excellent write by Liquid Mind Forever. What did you think about the poem, Gray?
I liked it. You did a wonderful job reading it, Katie. And, you know, you can feel the longing and the passion that she has for the stage, man. And it's very palpable. Very engaging and endearing poem. Well done.
I agree. And what did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, you know, he came over on a Tuesday and she wrote about it on the Art of Seduction on a Wednesday. The day after. But, you know, amazing, you know, that opening stanza, you know, wow. You know, you feel all the sensuality pour out there. And, you know, that mm-hmm. happens so often. Well, it happened to me, you know, so often. You know, when you hear those singers, yes. Oh, my gracious. Oh, you know, you just melt for some of them. You know, and some of them, they can sing so. It just comes and you just, oh. Anyway, but mm-hmm. yeah, so I love the title, Across a Dark Room, but you know, yeah, I can relate to this, you know, so much. Bravo. Yeah.
I have got to ask you, you done any napkin writing lately?
I done quite a bit in my life.
I don't tell, right? Oh my goodness, I love that comment. Thank you. And Katie, what did you think?
Yeah, well, there was everything poured into this. Mm-hmm. Every feeling you could imagine was there for you. We've got a shaven head and a black silk shirt open down his chest.
Mm-hmm.
We have him set up. There he is. He is everything you'd want in a man and more, obviously. But this man knows it, like they all do. And I thought it was beautifully done. She invites him, writes her number on a cocktail
mm-hmm.
napkin. And there he is. He turned up in his workout pants and his T-shirt. I'm presuming tennies are like tennis shoes, yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and obviously she asked the wrong question and he gave the wrong answer. And that was that. But it would have been set up to be a beautiful relationship for a little while. Yeah, so I thought that was beautifully written from beginning to end. Thank you very much.
And like they say, a kiss is not just a kiss. So sometimes that's what you get to take with you. And that can be lip-smacking delicious, in my opinion. You guys are so quiet tonight. Okay. Katie, back to you. We're ready for our next poem.
We are being rather quiet. Anyway, I'm trying to concentrate because I usually make a mess of it, so I'm trying to be very efficient. But it's not really me. So we have Clay by Damn It Dave. And Gray, would you care to read this for us, please?
Sure. His hand caressed my skin as morning dew upon a sleeping flower's petals. His fingers traced my trembling lips, then softly cupped my quivering breasts. And I became a placid lump of clay, for his passion would ply me, and his madness would mold me, a marionette in his puissant passion play and poem.
Ooh, that was a wonderful read, Gray. And I really enjoyed this poem by Damn It Dave. I loved that first stanza. But, I mean, I just thought that was just breathtaking. That is absolutely beautiful. But his second one just goes into the impact somebody has in making you feel like petty. And your knees get all quivery and weak. And that's why you need to lay down horizontal. So, you know, all over.
I'm tapping her on the bottom.
Either way, I'm game. His fingers traced my trembling lips, oh my goodness, there's nothing about a man that knows how to lightly touch your flesh and where to ignite it, and especially when they start at your lips and your mouth, and then they move down to your quivering breath. Ooh, gives me shivers in this cold night. Maybe it'll heat me up. Ooh, I love this song, damn it, Dave. And that was a fantastic replay. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, yes. Damn it, Dave. Yes. Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Clay. Now, I would love to get my hands on a lump of flaccid clay and make it jump to my demands. That would be... That would make
yes,
a lovely
mug.
Mm-hmm. I love pottery, and I used to do a lot of pottery. And what you can produce with the right mm-hmm. pressure and the right speed is amazing. So I can fully understand the feeling of clay in your hands. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So yes, I thought
yeah,
it was
I did.
Very, very clever.
Yeah, I'm like you. I did like going to clay class and molding things in an upward motion.
Love that motion, baby.
And then painting it and glazing it. And you know me.
Well, I like, you know, at first, you know, of course the rite is sublime. It's mm-hmm. or sublime, like you said, like we you say. In English, I guess, and I found it, you know, so clever that he put himself in the place of a woman here, Dave did, and you know, he so cleverly did that, he describes the movements just so wonderfully than you know what a man would do. So, yeah, so. It shows what maybe he would do. So, yum, yum, yum. But, yeah, great ride here by damn it, Dave. Bravo.
And, Gray Eyes, you did such a fabulous job in reading this and pronouncing the words. And I've been noticing that Gray Eye has been reading French very well on AOS lately. What is... Uh-huh. And I asked him, do you speak French? He goes, no. And I'm thinking, liar. And what did you think about this poem? Great.
I mean, to be able to put himself into a woman's shoes like that is a powerful thing. Takes talent, for sure. And he did that quite wonderfully in this poem. So, very well-expressed poem.
Thank you, Gray. He's all PG-13 and we're over here X-rated and R-rated.
All those private French lessons I've been giving him. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Walter, you didn't tell me. You're holding out a bit.
Before rumors start going around, that's just a joke.
Oh, no.
Careful, ladies. People
he's a good-looking man. Wouldn't blame you. Oh, man. Katie, we are back. And let me check the time before we keep going. Oh, yeah. Mine, we're already into the second hour.
Yes. And we have that 1% by Naomi. So Naomi, for you, my dear, would you read that for us?
I have a SoundCloud. Yeah.
Oh well, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh goody.
Oh, that 1%. Oh, I can be so deliciously divine. Darling, you know that. With a wide, contagious smile, while bubbly bursts of laughter, fluttering eyelashes above dreamy, gray blue eyes, strawberry blushed lips that whisper, "Shiri, I've missed you so." As I greet you at the door with a warm kiss and a sunny bonjour, hair ascending in hushes of honey, angelic, innocent, all ivory silkiness as a potato porcelain, dressed in an apron, daffodils and daisies, fragrances of lily rose, lavender, and raspberry bath. Take your hand, guide you to the couch. Sit. Relax, darling. I'll be right back. I swivel, you swallow and stare. It's my derriere. Dances away with every enticing sway. My hips and your thirsty eyes drifting up to the pearly pink of my neck, then down the smoothness of my back to dip into its dewy arch. Downward yet past my thighs to the curve of my legs as I glide away slowly on shiny sherry stilettos in nothing, nothing at all but bare skin brushing against the apron strings. Soft sun-streaked swirls stroking satiny shoulders. You lick your lips as I glance back and wink. Mm-hmm. Welcome home, mon amour. I return from the kitchen, offer you a fresh rice beer, kneel before you, start unbuckling your belt. Are you comfortable? Was it a long day at work? Are you happy to be home, huh? And you growl a deep throaty, "Oh, hell yes."
I have got to say, Naomi, this is one of the most sensual poems that I've heard you read and write. This, you know, this was just fantastic. I mean, I loved it, you know, where you said, you know, you meeting him at the door and your strawberry blushed lips. Because, you know what you're doing when you open that door. That whisper, "Shetty, I've missed you so." And I greet you at the door with a warm kiss and a sunny bonjour. You know, there is that delicious build of imagery that you set up and you draw us in. This is so noir type poetry that is just deeply sensual all the way through. Like, I love this. I thought this was just breathtakingly gorgeous. Let's see. Of course, I'm looking. Yeah. Your thirsty eyes drifting up to the pearly pink of my neck, then down the smoothness of my back to dip into its dewy arch.
Woo! Hot damn, and I'm a woman. Woo! Yeah. Well, you warmed my room up. You did it, girl. Gorgeous.
Beautiful imagery.
Thanks. I love you.
And And Katie, I didn't hear a breath from anybody while she was reading, so that means it's good. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, yes. Oh, I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. That was good. Oh, Naomi, that was wonderful. And you, honestly, your voice was just like liquid velvet. It's so much. And the words were all there, the things you'd like to hear. Sit, relax, darling. I'll be right back. I mean, that's a promise, isn't it? It's all there in a promise. I thought that was a beautiful piece of poetry. I loved it. I loved it.
Oh,
I swallow. Yeah, you swallow and stare as my derriere dances away with every enticing sway of my hips. Yes. I want you to write more of these, please, and send them to me.
Well, I write from experience, eh? So I have to experience a few more things.
Please do. Please do. And yes. Wonderful.
And Gray, what did you think? Because I didn't hear you coughing, so it must have been good.
I thought you did a beautiful read on that poem, Naomi. It was so seductive and engaging. You know, your imagery is fantastic. And, you know, that's a lucky man to come home to a greeting such as you have given him. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Gray, what if it's the other way around? Are you going to wear an apron and open the door?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I always wanted to meet a man. I always wanted to meet a man who had a door in his apron. Open the door, you're right.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Gray, you're like a little too quiet. Oh, I like that song. Ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Yep. Fabulous.
Yeah, I agree. So we're ready for the next poem. Katie. Ooh.
Yep. Next we have Cry Till Angels Die by Alan Brumier. And if no one minds, I would like to read this because I'm very intrigued by this title. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Cry till angels die. Sorrow flows full force down through inner valleys, awash o'er empty days, unstopped by pleasant moments. I feel it at times when the evening is hushed, when I hear you in a distant room pass a picture longly hung. I see you in our children's eyes, will often end the other's hug, yearn to ease this persistent ache, sometimes pray for death to reach your side. End poem.
Mm. You did such a good read on this poem by Alan. I really liked his imagery in the middle stanza, because I could see it. I feel it at all times when the evening is hushed, when I hear you in a distant room, past a picture longingly hung. You know, you could just feel, you know, that heaviness of when you're missing somebody and, you know, that loneliness you feel without them. I love that second stanza. What did you think about the poem? Greg.
You did a beautiful job reading it, Weaver. And, you know, I like that poem. It's powerful, brevity, impactful, and stunning in its presentation. I see you in our children's eyes, will often envy another's hug, yearn to ease this persistent aches. Sometimes pray to death for death to reach your side. I mean, how haunting is that? Such a beautiful and dedicated love.
Great. Thank you, Gray. And how about you, Naomi?
Oh, yeah. Like Gray said, beautiful and dedicated, you know, for sure. You know, me too. I was really drawn to that, you know, that second stanza that you recited there, Lou, you feel all the emptiness there, the longing, the despair, mm-hmm. like Gray said also, it's haunting. It's, to lose someone that you loved so much is, it's really, really, a heart-wrenching poem here. So very beautifully written. Bravo.
Great. Thank you, Naomi. Lovely comment. And Katie, you did such a beautiful job in reading Alan's poem. What did you think?
Well, I knew I was going to enjoy it from the moment I saw that title. And it was what I expected. It was deep and sorrowful and sweet. And you could feel the longing for that person that they've lost. Beautifully written. I love when people put themselves into the frame of mind of the story they're telling, so you feel it comes from them. And it's like, blood from every pore getting pulled out to get that feeling down so that we can also experience it. So you don't have to go through all that, but you can experience how that feels. That's sad, and you want to cry with them because it is so sad. I've been there. I know exactly how sad that is. So I thought it was beautifully done. I thought it was wonderful. So thank you, Alan, for sharing
that. Agreed. Thank you, Katie. And we're ready for our next poem, sweetheart.
No problem. Cartography of Lost Desire. Naomi, would you like to read this one, please?
Yes.
Or have you just...
Cartography.
I wasn't very sure.
Am I on mute? No, I'm not on mute.
We can hear you.
It's me, I'm afraid. I was interrupting. I apologize for interrupting. But have you just read or has somebody... No, you haven't, have you? Did you just read something?
No,
that's good. I just didn't want you to be reading one after the other. Sorry, it's getting late. Okay. I apologize. This whiskey's quite strong.
That's okay. Oh, whiskey. Oh, you bad. You naughty girl.
Whiskey makes you frisky, and brandy makes you friskier.
So drink them both. Cartography of Lost Desire. I have tried to forget the contours of your body, the places where sweat would pool salty, dewing on soft cinnamon arch, points that were landmarks of shared pleasure, kisses like ports of call. It is this tactile map that haunts my nights, years of distance that have been ashen and erosive, folded into memory that longs only for your compass, touch, and poem.
You did a beautiful read and John's poem. I thought this is beautifully written. That longing, that desire you have for that person, and those memories that, you carry with you that, you never, never forget. And he has such beautiful imagery in here, where you could see it in his mind, where he says that no matter how I have tried to forget the contours of your body, the places where sweat would pull salty, dewy on a soft cinnamon arch. I mean, that is just so beautiful. You could just see him placing his kisses on her arch. This was gorgeous, John, and you did such a wonderful job in reading this, Naomi. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, yes, this is beautiful. I have tried to forget the contours of your body. Cartography of Lost Desire. That's a lovely title. Points that were landmarks of shared pleasure. Well, kisses like ports of call. It is this tactile map. Yeah, so this is basically, this is a lovely piece of imagery, but this is a map of this woman's needs and desires, and the fact that he's got his compass pointing in the right direction. That's good to know. It's always good to know. I thought it was so good. I love that. This is a map, and here I am. I'm reading every part of you, and I know where we are, and I know exactly which port of call I need to be slipping my boat into. So yes, I thought it was beautifully written. Very good. Thank you.
Agreed. Thank you. And what did you think, Gray Eyes?
I liked it a lot. You know, 4 years ago I commented, I said, John, this is a legend to the map of love and desire. Inspired me. And then a year ago I said, passionate and exotic, a compass of desire. And a year ago I said, kisses like ports of call, resonates deeply, inspired. And then again I said, passionate, engaging, and longing for her compass touch. And then 2 minutes ago I said, your poem is a detailed map of memory of desire. So those are my comments.
Wow, Greg. So, that's the longest comment this evening.
Yes. Wow. You know this one well. Wow. Very nice comments, too.
Exactly. And Naomi, what did you think?
Well, I feel cheap because I also commented a year ago, but I wrote truly an awesome, truly an awesome write. Oh, boy. So, Gray, you outdid me on that. But, you know, this is, you know, another unique and very clever poem, you know, just think of that metaphor of a map, the body as a map of the, you know, of desire, and, you know, of you know, when he says ports of call, isn't that amazing? You know, they're like every little piece of the body is like ports that you call on, you know, and you explore, get off the ship and you explore them, those regions. It's like a journey along a loved one's body here. So just an amazing, amazing write here. Unique and clever, like I said, and very, very wonderfully written.
Agreed. Thank you so much, everybody. And we're ready for our next poem, Katie. Thank you, Naomi. Wonderful comment.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask Gray to find the SoundCloud for this one. This is my contribution for the evening. So I apologize in advance. So, Gray, could you get this one? It's Skin by me.
Yes, you bet.
The liquid velvet sweetness of your smile. Firm lips, rippling muscles. The tingle starts within me. Then the heat burns. Your slight stubble, clearly cultivated to enhance that sharp manly jaw, entrances and titillates. Am I to imagine the feel of it, rasping against my soft skin, to then be cooled with feather-like strokes of your tongue? Then it begins, a slow, sensual journey, lingering and languid, building slowly towards release. My body, once compliant, is now demanding all of you. You've awakened sensations long dormant, a flutter of anticipation, all new. My skin needs your fingertips. My lips want your mouth. My body is now only yours.
Ooh, this is delicious, Weaver. Beautiful recording. I love the word titillate. I really love this part right here. Am I to imagine the feel of it rasping against my soft skin, then to be cooled with feather-like strokes of your tongue? Oh, yeah, you had me there. That was so good. And then, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you this. When I started
hearing you read your last stanza, the song popped into my head, like a virgin. For the very first time.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, there are those, you know, there is that moment where it feels like as if you have never been touched before, and it's so virginally erotic that, you know, it just enraptures you. Loved it, Weaver. Beautiful. And Gray, what did you think?
You did a beautiful read on that, Weaver. And I like it. You know, the poem was deeply engaging, enchanting, seductive, and filled with passion and desire. You really captured the essence of longing in this beautiful write. Well done.
Thank you.
And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah. This, you know, it mounts and mounts and mounts and mounts, you know, mm-hmm. and then you finish with my skin needs your fingertips.
Oof.
My lips want your mouth, and my body is now only yours. You know, you're full abandonment there at the end. But, you know, what I liked is, you know, the slow mounting of desire, you know, that you really feel it, you know, as you read, mm-hmm. as you listen to your read, reading this poem, Kate. Just an amazing, amazing ride here. Very, very hot. And then so sensual. Yeah, so amazing.
Yes, those were good memories.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes you don't need to say a word. All they have to do is look at your eyes and how you're reacting and how you're biotic. Body is moving just to, you know, take me, please, you know, oh, you know, it's just, everything wants to scream out, you know, just keep going until I just die within your arms. That's just so delicious. Well penned, Weaver.
Thank you,
and we are ready for our next poem.
Okie doke. This is The Taste of You by Stelina. And I think there's a SoundCloud, if there are SoundCloud. I'll have a little look.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is, yeah. So.
Sense inflamed. I watch as the ruby wine moistens your lips, sensing the taste of you mingled with the earthy grape. A cascade of warm rivulets of desire pulsates through me, like a vampire tasting the first quench of blood, leaving my tremulous flesh feverish and wanting. Dark eyes caress my mouth, which parts invitingly. A delicate yet lingering flicker runs over my lips, hungering fervently for more, sinking into perfect oblivion. Melting together, our lips touch in deep, delicious delirium. Your burning breath, devilishly taunting, arousing, devouring with intensity, fiercely bruising, gasping for air, throwing back my head, my throat is electrified, short, sharp shocks leave me quivering. The stage is set. The overture has ended. The dance can begin.
Oh my goodness, that sensual Spanish guitar in the background was just so inviting and alluring. You know, this is just gorgeously penned of her describing. It really, to me, it really matters how somebody kisses. And if somebody could kiss me like this, I would just, oh my goodness, I would be laid out. You know, just
for example.
Oh, yes, exactly. Any position. I'll stop picking. Oh. Each sense inflamed and watch as a ruby wine moistens your lips. Oh, my God. And you do. She caught that so beautifully where you see the lip coloring and the wetness on the lips, and you know, where you're sensing the taste of you mingled with the earthy grape. You can just taste it. And, you know, she builds into this kiss where it says that it just, the cascade of warm rivulet of desire pulsates through me like a vampire tasting the first quench of blood, leaving me tremulous flesh, feverish and watching. Oh yeah, when somebody kisses you like that, you it leaves you breathless. Oh my goodness, this was a beautiful poem. I love this, Stelina. Beautiful recording and background. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, that's the word for it. Beautiful. I thought it was so good. But it's,
oh yeah,
it was it was just, you know, I can imagine myself being on the top of this mountain and the ledges all the way down. And I start to hear this particular poem being read and I am like liquid. I just melt and I'm going down that mountainside with the words taking me along. And I get to the bottom and I'm just a pool of desire. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I just thought it was so... Oh, it's perfectly put together so that you know exactly what's being told to you. And there's no effort involved. This is just seamless. You know, it's, yes, I thought it was beautiful. I really did. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you so much, Stelina.
Agreed. And Gray, what did you think?
I thought it was a beautiful read. And, you know, the poem is deeply engaging, erotic, and desire-filled. You can feel her passion and her heat building right up until the very end where it says the overture is ended. The dance can begin. I mean, what an overture that was. Beautiful job.
Thank you, Greg. And Naomi, what did you think of Stelina's poem?
Oh, my gracious ace. Damn, Stelina, you know what you're talking about for sure. Oh, my gracious. She's been there.
Yes,
she's
ma'am.
Been there. you know, but her voice, oh my gracious, what a magical voice Stelina has. And you know, the other day we heard her sing and she sings so beautifully. You know, of course she has a beautiful voice, but you know, she also sings so beautifully too. I just wanted to mention that. But you know, this poem is so devilishly delicious. you know,
oh,
yeah. It's just amazing. Woof. Yeah, my the hairs on my arms and all over my body just shot up. But you know, just amazing right, amazing read.
Agreed. Such fantastic poetry night and wonderful comments. Okay, Katie, we're ready for another one.
Okay, we've got Lured by Forgotten Dream. Naomi, oh, hang on, I'm sorry. I'm going too quick. Lulu, could you read this one, please, for us?
Okay, let me refresh. Here we go. Lured by forgotten dream, the light rainfall on her step pulse, chest thudding louder with every slinking tongue. Corners of my furtive mouth twitch upward as the minty scent shampoo swirls with the light almond aroma of her drying skin. She invades my senses, teeth wet with pavilion salivation, hunger pulling behind belly button. Her laugh wafts me to the bedroom, a stirring song worms past ears and languidly loops in my blood pinning floods into a ribcage. She appears in arched doorway, blazing in the velvety night, organic curves of pinguat body, sheathed by moonlight gauzy robe, fingers ache to tangle in damp hair, lips burning to touch, kiss, lick, savor the flavors of her breath, terrain, glowing eyes meet as she saunters closer, smiles, dance like cast shadows. My coiled body, primed to consume her fire. In poem. This was such a fantastic poem by Forgotten Dream. What did you think of this poem, Katie?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. Yes, Forgotten Dream. Wonderful. Lured. I mean, that just gives, there's so many connotations with a word like that. You don't know what you're getting at this point. So you think, okay, let's go further. And then we have this, corners of my fervid mouth twitch upwards as the minty scent of shampoo swells with the light almond aroma of her drying skin. And that is so intimate. You've actually got to the point where you are smelling the lady's skin. You know, then you know, that's, you know, that is close. When somebody feels that comfortable around you, that's really close. I like it. She invades my senses, teeth wet with the Pavlovian salivation, hunger pulling behind belly button. Yes, that's one of those words that you wouldn't want to say when you've had a whiskey, I presume. Let's put it this way, I'm drooling. That's all I'm saying. I'm definitely drooling. I just thought it was beautiful. I mean, you've got so many beautiful lines in this. I mean, you're spoiling us, basically. This is organic curves of pecan body, sheathed by moonlight, gauzy robe. Oh, just lovely. Yes, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was sensual. It was beautifully written, and I could feel the passion. And the love and the kisses and the licking was very good too. So thank you very much.
And what did you think, Gray?
I enjoyed it. You know, the light rainfall of her text echoes in her pulse, in my pulse, chest thudding louder with every slinking toe. You know, when somebody's captured your imagination with their sound, that's a powerful thing. And then, her laugh waves into the bedroom, a stirring song worms past ears, languidly loops in my blood, pinning pledge to rib cage. I mean, that's palpable. And then glowing eyes meet, and she saunters closer, smiles, dance like cast shadows, my coiled body, primed to consume her fire. And, you know, that's just a beautiful ending to that as well. So, wonderful job.
Thank you, Gray. Fantastic comic. And you, Naomi?
Oh, this is just amazing. You know, but Forgotten Dream, I mean, you know, the just amazing poetry from this poet. Just the way that they can write, you know, it's just amazing. You know, fingers ache to tangle in damp hair, lips burning to touch. kiss, lick, savor the flavors of her breath, terrain. Just amazing. You know, the flow, you know, the flow of it all. Fluid on the page. Just so graceful, but so sensually, you know, alluring at the same time. Just amazing, amazing, powerful write by Forgotten mm-hmm. Dreams here. So
yeah.
Erotic, so sensual.
Agreed. I agree with everything everybody's saying. You know, I really, you know, that when somebody bathes and, you know, you can smell the steam. And, you know, of course, your mind goes to them taking a bath and, you know, and depending what type of scent they use, it just filtrates the air and wafts into the other rooms, especially if your bathroom is connected to your bedroom. And, you know, I could just see her sitting on the chair just waiting for her and, you know, her wet hair and her gown, you know, walking out. And you're just watching her, you know, this is just so deeply personal. You know, these images where you see her fingers going through her wet hair and then you want to also put your fingers through their wet hair. And then your lips just, you know, like here, just the lips burn to touch, to kiss, to lick, you know, to just savor those flavors that are on their body. This was just gorgeous, and I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Forgotten Dream. And we're ready for our next poem, Katie.
Okie dokie. And now we have Only in My Mind by Siegel, and I will read this one. Okay. Only in My Mind. I met your deep brown eyes. I saw reflected there the light that must have shone in mine before I heard your name. You stepped across the threshold, stranger, dark and tall, then left behind a part of you that lodged forever in my heart. What fools they are who dare to doubt that love like lightning strikes. Your wife became my dearest friend and you my husband's boss. So many happy times, our families at play, yet there remained the ache of words we dare not ever say. How often did I dream at night, while he was lying there, my body in your arms belonged, and yours belonged in mine. A secret tryst, forbidden love affair? The answer's yes, but only in my mind. End poem.
Wow. You did such a fabulous read and reading Siegel's poem. You know, sometimes, you know, we get involved with somebody that we really know isn't our soulmate or the person that we're looking for that we really want. And we get into these relationships and then, you know, out of some reason, you see that person and you develop a relationship and you realize that you belong together, but is it worth tearing up your families? And, you know, you just keep this secret tryst within your mind, just dreaming of the other one. You know, this is deeply sad, but, it's also a thing for me that, you know, don't rush into relationships. Take time to get to know somebody because you never know when the right one will come along. I really enjoyed this poem. And you did such a great read, Katie. What did you think, Grace?
I agree. Yeah, you did a beautiful read on it, Wheeler. And, you know, some thoughts are better left in the mind. And that's definitely a case where that would be the fact of this matter, is that it's definitely best to leave those thoughts in your head and just go on with your life without them. And I thought it was a beautifully presentation of being stuck in that position. So well done.
Well,
Yeah, but it's kind of hard when you work with those people are constantly around you. Yeah, it is hard. I agree, Gray. And what did you think, Naomi?
Oh, you know, forbidden love, isn't there? Oh, mm-hmm. It's so so naughty. It's so alluring. It's so, you know, of course you dream about it. And, you know, I don't know if everybody does, but I do. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's best left, like Gray said, in the mind, mm-hmm. you know, but of course we daydream. Come on. I can't be the only one. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you daydream about these, you know, these people that you're attracted to them, and you always wonder, you know, what it would be like. Oh, that first kiss. You know, what if, yeah, exactly, you know, that first kiss, what would it feel like, you know, there's nothing like the first times, nothing, you know, mm-hmm. there's nothing more, you know, that overtakes your body and that, and, you know, the forbidden love, just the fact of thinking about it, takes you along on a journey, and it's fun. It's fun,
does.
You know. Yeah, it is.
Especially if you have a lot in common, and that's what makes it so dangerous.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to daydream about it. You know, think about it and dream about it. And yeah. So amazing, amazing ride.
Okay. Excellent comment, Naomi. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, this took me back. I was in a situation like this once. Somebody who I thought was like a big brother to me. I've always wanted a big brother. And turned into somebody that I didn't recognize. And mm-hmm. this was the husband of my friend. And I was really shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last thing I expected. And so it's so hurtful because I thought this guy was absolutely
mm-hmm.
wonderful. He was just everything to me as a friend. And he spoiled it, basically. He just ruined everything. And then, of course, his wife made the mistake of saying to me, "Is my husband chatting you up?" And I said, "Unfortunately, yes." I thought, "Oh, no, why did I?" Oh, I'd had a drink, and honesty comes out when you drink, doesn't it? So that ruined a lovely relationship.
Yeah. You
totally,
know,
but that's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah.
Some, you know, do you regret it? Do you not? You know, I mean, you're kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard place, and sometimes things sour, and sometimes, and I do agree, some things are better left unsaid.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And then you get those PMs and those text notes and pictures it does make it hard.
It does, yes, definitely.
I agree.
Not a nice
experience. Yes. And we are ready for our next poem.
Well, our next one is Vanilla and Bergamot by Casey Day. And I think this is a SoundCloud, very possibly. Vanilla and Bergamot
mm-hmm.
audio. Yes, it has. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just had to refresh the studio. Here we go.
Vanilla and Bergamot. Your body is written in sacred ink across my bedsheets. The smell of vanilla and bergamot rests upon the air. Demons cast out still echo on the walls. They stare while I touch myself to memories of a ghost who had the devil in his smile and angels in his eyes. Your sharp edges made me bleed, sliced my skin and freed my soul. Shattered and scattered, we laid our sins out like paper dreams, meeting late night screams, and we called it all poetry. Now I wreathe to the thought of your silky lips gliding across my bare chest, and the angels turn their heads while I lick innocence off my fingertips, swish and spit my pain in the bathroom sink. Numbness washes over me, and I go to sleep.
Oh, that was a beautiful read by Katie Day, and a beautiful poem, her Vanilla and Bergamot. You know, this is very seductive and erotic when you're in your bedroom and the thoughts of that person comes in and it haunts you. You know, it's the lingering scent and the smell that just starts invading your thoughts, and the loss of them no longer being there. You know, it's dark and the desire is there. And I really enjoyed this so much, where, you know, she points out, your body is written in sacred ink across my bed sheets. The smell of vanilla and bergamot rests on the air. Demons cast out still echo on the walls. Oh my God, the imagery right there. They stare while I touch myself to the memories of a ghost who had the devil in his smile and the angels in his eyes. You never forget the impact of somebody like that in your life that has just touched the bare marrow of your soul, and you never forget. I thought this was a fantastic poem by Katie. What did you think, Casey? What did you think, Katie?
Amazing, amazing. Just flowed. It was wonderful. Now I arrive to the thought of your silky lips gliding across my bare chest. Just so erotic. And her voice was wonderful as well, which helped a great deal to make that come to life. You could feel the passion. You could hear the passion. And I thought it was just beautiful. I don't know about swish and spit so much, but, you know, that it fits. It just made me think, but yeah, I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I just loved all of it. And I love the memories of ghosts who had the devil in his smile and angels in his eyes. Isn't that just perfect and beautiful? Mm-hmm. I am so envious of these people who turn a phrase as if it's a nothing, you know, just throw it away. I do this every day. I think it's wonderful. I really enjoy it. Thank you so much.
I did too. Thank you. And what did you think, Gray?
Well, it was a very delicate, engaging, desirous piece. You know, it was filled with incredible imagery and emotions. So it's very palpable.
Agreed. And you, Naomi?
Ah, this is just amazing writing. I'm telling you, shattered and scattered, we laid our sins out like paper dreams, needing late night screens, and we called it all poetry. Oh my gracious, what great lines, you know. And I, and while I lick, you know, the angels turn their heads while I lick innocence off my fingertips, swish and spit. You know, it's so powerful. It's raw, it's real, it's so engaging. It's really, really engaging and captivating, this whole ride all through. So, wow, what a marvelous, talented writer Casey Day is.
Yes, she is. Fantastic. And now, Weaver, we are back to you.
I am actually looking for, oh, yes.
Robert, I think he's towards the bottom, I believe.
Yeah, I think I've got it. It's when you're running up and down you know, trying to find something, something to get a little bit lost. What I think I've got what I'm looking for. Right, interlude? No? Robert M., is that Robert M.'s one?
Robert M., yes.
Yeah, okay. There it is then, we have it. There it is.
I think there's a recording.
There is. I'll grab it now.
Thank you.
This is my recital of interlude. Embrace me in the darkness. Take me into your wanting hips. Grind me with your rapturous rhythm and allow me to plunge deeper, deeper into your waiting depths. Kiss me with all the passion of 100 lonely nights. Let yourself flow upon me so that we may glide in blissful unison. Your ample, bountiful mounds brushing against my eager lips, inciting me further, inciting my moans. Fingers rushing through my hair, paces quickening, breaths growing sharper. Unleash all of your fervent hunger. Give it to me. I want it all. Flood my soul with your feverish desire. Oh, yes. That's a good girl. As the moonlight reflects off of the beads of sweat on your now limp body, my fire reawakens, and my masculinity pulses, rising once again to take you through another erotic escapade.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm limp and I need another escapade. Oh, my God. I mean, that first stanza. I mean,
on the juicy gum.
Oh, man. There's nothing like bucking hips. Embrace. Oh, my God. And, oh, I can get in trouble for this because I'm going to be bad. The sound and the rhythm and the slapping. And oh my goodness, embrace me in the darkness. Take me into your wanting hips. Grind me with your rapturous rhythm. And allow me to plunge deeper into your wanting depths. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize we only got 90 seconds left. Katie, quick comment.
I want this. I want this. Kiss me with all the passion of 100 lonely nights. That'll do for me. Wonderful.
And Greg.
Well, I mean, he's got you limp, so I think his poem worked.
And Naomi.
Yeah, sensuality and erotica dripping from the end of his fingertips, dancing seductively. Mm. Across the screen, the smoking hot. Wow. Oh, my God. Robert.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes, it is. Oh. And I want to thank everybody for calling in today and who were listening. Thank you, Fill My Eyes, for this excellent contest. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Grey Eyes. Thank you, Naomi. I love you all. Besitos a todos. I love you guys. You have a good night. Good night, everybody. If
good
you
night,
can
good
clean
night.
After this night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm limp.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That's all.
Bye.